For landlords, by landlords, the Rent Perfect podcast with David Pickrum.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Rent Perfect podcast. See, I've got a new guest today. You know, we see Scott Aubrey over there sometimes. We see our attorneys and we talk about stuff, but I got a fellow landlord with me, Gary Mazzarella. Gary, how are you?
I'm doing well, Dave. Thank you for having me.
Gary, you've been a long time client of Rent Perfect.
Yes.
And Gary and I got a little bit more connected because we're launching a new work order system that we're getting ready to launch. It's going to be amazing. And I asked some clients, hey, who's willing to help me kind of pre-test this, beta test it before we launch it? And Gary was kind enough to reach out and say, hey, I'm in. I'll help you out. And so we had lunch and we talked. And Gary from New Jersey and Arizona. And you kind of do the mix. And we just had a great lunch the other day.
Yes, we did.
And I had some great conversations. I want this audience to know a little bit more about you. So tell me kind of where you grew up. And then I really want to know, how did you lean into, you know, the investor side of it, the accumulating property, the landlord side of it, both here in Arizona and in New Jersey?
Well, born and raised in New Jersey.
Okay.
Small business minded in small business. Always loved real estate. My wife and I, in our early 20s, before we even got married, bought our first property.
Okay.
Then we bought a second property. And then we built ourselves our home and went to work.
We dug in. So you bought a rental property before you bought your own home?
We bought two rental properties before we bought our home.
Okay, so you loved rental properties at an early age.
Yes.
But where did you learn that from? Like, I mean, did you?
You know, it's just been in the family. Mm-hmm. The business side of things. My dad had some rental properties. He built a few homes over the years when I was in my early childhood. So I've witnessed that, you know.
Right.
And quite frankly, who doesn't like to collect rent?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, right?
Right.
And there are certain people that will run from this industry. That's like, I can't believe you have rental homes. I can't believe you deal with properties. And my mind doesn't compute that. I'm like, isn't it obvious that you would want to buy an asset, someone else pay for it?
Oh, absolutely.
And you absolutely. Still own it, you know?
Absolutely.
So, awesome.
You know,
okay.
There's no more work involved in managing a single family home, a townhouse, a condo, than your own home.
Right. Now, Gary, I'm kind of a wimp. I'll be honest with you. Okay. All of my rental properties are here in Arizona.
Right.
So I got some in Tucson, and I got some up in Payson, and most of them are here in the Phoenix area. I just haven't quite. Now, I do have a short-term rental in Mexico, but it's kind of, I got a manager because it's in Mexico doing that, so it doesn't take a lot of my time. But is there a difference between New Jersey and Arizona real estate or people or managing or?
Speaking regionally, absolutely. There's always differences. I mean, there's differences from town to town, let alone 2,300 miles and the opposite direction. Yeah, absolutely.
And is there advantages to Arizona, advantages to New Jersey?
Well, many advantages here in Arizona in terms of the landlord-friendly laws.
Okay.
In New Jersey, not on your side.
Okay, so if you have a little extra dough right now, you're putting your money in Arizona.
I am.
Because,
I will.
Because absolutely. Of the government and regulation.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I always say if there's 30 landlords in a room, there's 30 different ways to manage. And I think that we have our own little kind of like fingerprint on the way we kind of manage people. So what are some of the things that you do in your management style that you think really works for you?
I try to keep in contact with our tenants.
Okay.
I don't mind them having, you know, my cell phone number.
Okay.
I don't mind hearing their issues. And I'll be honest with you, over the years, minor. Very few.
Okay.
Of course, you're going to get the clogged sink, the clogged toilet,
right.
The broken appliance. It happens. It happens in our own homes.
So you're a relationship landlord.
Don't mind the relationship. Absolutely. I'd rather have them call me the minute they think there's a problem, even if there isn't a problem. If we can catch it before there is a problem, we've solved at least, you know, or avoided an issue.
Right. I meet so many people who buy properties and they're really good investors.
Mm.
But, you know, then they don't take off that investor hat and become that relationship
you build that relationship with your tenants. I feel they stay longer.
Yeah.
They like you.
Which accumulates into more money.
Yes, it does.
Right?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I love that. I am, too, a relationship manager. I know, you know, all of my tenants, they all have my cell phone number. I don't mind if they mine know too. Where I live. I do proper screening, so I know who I kind of have in my properties and who these people are, you know. But, yeah, I love that. I love that. You and I manage
the same. Screening is everything. Rent Perfect has taught me that.
Yeah, you know, I do some background checks on some people that I wouldn't want to have my address and my phone number, but I also wouldn't rent to them or choose to have a relationship with them in that capacity. Okay, so where are you looking to go in the future? You are in your 50s, 60s. Where are you at?
Just turning 60.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations. I'm catching up to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, most people are winding down their careers. Where are you going?
I will buy another home or two or three when I feel I've come across a good deal.
Okay. So you're actively looking right now?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome.
I like the fix and hold.
Okay.
Hard to find a reasonably priced rehab out yes. there.
Right. Used to be a lot easier. And are you a single family home investor? Do you mind duplexes, triplexes, multifamily?
Right now, everything we own is a single family. Okay. Whether it's a condo, a townhome, or a, you know, 3-2 somewhere here in either Tempe or Phoenix.
Okay. We manage a lot alike. Same with me. I'm just a single family home kind of Jersey, type of guy. Now, we were talking at lunch and you said you had a property, if I remember right, either that your son managed or maybe your son had the property where he rented by the room.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Tell me about that.
Rent by the room can be a little tricky, but if you're on top of it, it works. It works well.
Okay. Did you find yourself as kind of a babysitter in between relationships there
no.
or no, people were
no,
pretty
really,
much
really that hasn't, that issue hasn't come up, although it can, and it can okay. quickly or easily, but, perhaps it's the way he screens or the way he
does
chooses
it.
The tenant. He's avoided all that.
You know, I think my son, who also has rental properties, would rent by the room way before I would. Maybe it's just old school.
Same with me. I wasn't comfortable with it, but you know, him being in his upper 20s, just turning 30, no problem. That generation is.
Yeah, I look at Airbnb where someone can come rent your couch, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I see too many bad things in these background checks that think who is the stranger sleeping on the couch, you know?
Yeah, I'm not going down that road.
So that's crazy. Awesome. Hey, is there anything else that you do in your style that you feel like maybe some people are scared of or shy away from? We talked about pools, Gary, and I'm sitting here right now.
You're worried about pools.
Going, I have never bought a property with a pool. I've turned down many properties because of just what I feel would be the, maybe the liability, the headache. And you're like, sure. I love pools.
I don't mind pools. We have two rentals with pools.
Okay.
A little extra maintenance on the pools, but you build that into your rent.
Okay, so tell me about that. So
find a good pool company. They're hard to find, but when you do find one, make sure you keep that pool service there.
Okay.
Fence your pool in.
Okay.
Carry an umbrella insurance policy.
Okay. And you feel comfortable with that?
I feel very comfortable with it. And I think it's a good hook, you know, when your home is up for rent, available with pool. A lot of people appreciate
it. No, people ask me all the time, does it have a pool? Sometimes I like having these condos because they have the community pool, you know, down there. But a lot of people want their own private pool.
Think about
pool
having your
backyard.
Own private pool, pool service.
Right.
$100, $120 a month. Someone's going to come by, keep the chemicals, keep the pool clean, keep the chemicals in.
Now, when you first bought your home with your first pool, did you let the tenant take care of the pool?
No.
You knew from day one. You're like, this is just too hard for them to take care of.
I don't want them touching the pool. Hands off the equipment, hands off the pool.
Let the professionals do it.
Let the professionals do it. Just enjoy it.
Okay. So you'll be at market rent plus $120, $150.
Still living into the rent. Absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. I love that. I should try the pool one of these days.
Don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of it.
I think
it's a plus.
Yeah. But I think having that good pool.
But it should be a good pool getting into the property.
Right.
I mean, we've renovated a property where the pool costs us $12,000 to repair.
Yeah.
It was a big repair, but it was a complete rebuild of an entire pool.
Right. And it probably came out beautiful.
But it came out beautiful.
It did. Had a value add to it. Okay. Yeah. All long-term rentals, I think. Any plans on getting any short-term, mid-term? What do you think? Is that scary?
You know, I like the idea of mid-term. Sure. I just haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah.
You know, I'm comfortable where I'm at.
Yeah.
I like that 12-month lease or 24-month lease.
Yeah. No, I understand that. I do all of them. I will tell you the easy rentals are the long terms.
The less headaches.
A little bit more lucrative rentals are the midterms and the if you have the right property, the short term rentals are really, really good. But we won't go into that. I'm just picking your brain as your style and how you manage. And I know that when I get somebody right now that says, "Hey, I need a pool," I'm calling you and seeing if you have a rental open for one of those guys. Gary, I certainly appreciate it. It's nice to have just, you know, a lot of podcasts would have a big name investor on or big whatever, but you know, the heroes to me. Yeah. Are just the guys who love their families, right? Just trying to get by in life, have a few rental properties, and just live a good quality life. So, Gary, to me, you're a hero to me, and I loved having you. I loved having you on the podcast today, and I know that I feel like Rent Perfect is really tied into a lot of you and me. It's just good people out there who are just trying to get ahead, and we take pride in saying, "Hey, listen, trust us to do the background." Mm-hmm. Investigation on these people, because you and I know we don't make money off the brick and mortar. We make money off the good people who pay rent, and Rent Perfect is all about finding, you know, good people. Now, we are an investigative background check company. That's the core of where we've come from, right? Now, we've added, you know, online applications and leases and rent pays. But if people say, "Hey, Dave, what's the difference between you and Zillow and you and Apartments.com and you and whatever," it's our background check component isn't an API out to an instant database and pull it in. Our background component is our core function, is our base. And so we will do just
seamless,
a deep,
deep. It works well. Yeah. It's easy to understand. I love it.
But the more we add these features, like this work order coming in here next week, the more we add the features, the more I feel like I get away from telling people, "Hey, listen, we are a background investigation. We're all private investigators. When you use Rent Perfect, you have a specific private investigator signed to your file, looks over your." So I don't mean to give a commercial, but certainly appreciate you here. And I'm glad you're a Rent Perfect client. We hope you're a Rent Perfect client forever.
One.
And thanks for helping with our new feature.
And let's face it, you have a $400,000 or $500,000 asset that you have to put in the right person's hands.
It's critical.
It's critical, absolutely.
Well, thanks again, Gary, for being here. And until next time, continue to rent perfect.